on today's edition of Market Watch News Break.
If you listen closely, McDonald's is firing a shot in the great smoothie wars. It's rolling out new smoothies, and we'll talk to Dennis Lombardi at WD Partners.
They have a great advantage in the fact that they have drive-thrus, and a lot of the specialized smoothie companies do not.
In a moment.
Look, up in the sky, it's a car. A new car plane may soon be cleared for takeoff. I'm Charlie Turner, and I'll have that story coming up.
This is Market Watch News Break. Money news from Wall Street to Main Street to your street. Now, three things you need to know.
I'm Ann Cates in the Market Watch Radio Network newsroom for Tuesday, July 13th. The trade deficit is at its widest in a year and a half. The gap surged to more than $42 billion in May as a big jump in imports from China more than offset the impact of falling oil prices. Earnings season is now officially underway. Even though aluminum prices have fallen by double digits this year, Alcoa topped profit forecasts. Alcoa expects demand for aluminum to jump 12% this year. Hotels along the Gulf of Mexico coast are wooing travelers. In addition to widely advertising their beaches to consumers skittish about the oil spill, hotels are easing cancellation policies and offering guarantees to lure guests. But according to USA Today, despite assurances, demand remains sluggish in the region, which relies heavily on summer business. I'm Ann Cates, and you're listening to Market Watch News Break.
A car that can fly may soon become a reality, not just some fantasy from TV or the movies. A company called Terrafugia plans to deliver its car plane, the Transition, to customers by the end of next year. The Transition recently cleared a big hurdle when the Federal Aviation Administration granted it a special weight limit exemption. The concept of a car plane has been around for decades, but the FAA says the Transition may become the first to be mass-produced. The Transition has wings that unfold for flying and fold for driving. You still need an airport runway for takeoffs and landings. The Transition is designed to fly primarily under 10,000 feet. It has a maximum takeoff weight of 1,430 pounds. Gas mileage on the road is 30 miles per gallon. Terrafugia is pitching the Transition to private pilots as a more convenient and cheaper way to fly. There's no hassle trying to find another mode of transportation to and from airports. No expensive hangar fees since you can park the Transition in your garage. The Transition's price tag, $194,000 plus options. I'm Charlie Turner from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Still to come, McDonald's rolling out new smoothies. We'll get some instant analysis. Just add a banana to the blender in a moment.
When you need money news on the go, grab the podcasts of the Market Watch Radio Network. Get updates, listen to the latest Wall Street buzz.
We know this housing market is not completely stabilized.
Hear money news that matters to you. Check out MarketWatch.com/podcast and tell a friend about us.
This is John Werdock. McDonald's is getting into the smoothie game, hoping to take on the likes of Starbucks and Panera Bread. It is rolling out smoothies for as little as $2.29, hoping that will be a value play in this tough economy. And joining us to talk more about this is Dennis Lombardi. He is a food industry analyst at WD Partners. He joins us from Columbus, Ohio.
My pleasure. Thanks for giving me a call.
What do you make of this, Dennis? Do you think it's going to work out?
Well, I certainly give McDonald's great credit for having a great product development, a great testing program. I think the answer is yes. In the long run, it will turn out. I think it's going to continue to give them more of a beverage selection. And let's keep in mind that they have a great advantage in the fact that they have drive-thrus, and a lot of the specialized smoothie companies do not.
So you think that maybe they are going to be the King Kong of the smoothie world because they have these drive-thrus?
I think it's going to be a good product line for them, but I'm not ready to say they're going to be on top of the hill in terms of who's selling the most smoothies. I think it's going to continue to segment the smoothie customer from the premium customer who really wants to watch the fresh fruit going into the blender to the customer who really wants convenience and doesn't mind it coming from a dispensing machine.
So we're going to have a battle in some ways. On one side will be McDonald's, and then on the other side will be Starbucks and Panera and Jamba Juice.
Not unlike we've seen with coffees and specialty coffees and gourmet burgers. And it's been a decade, certainly, of restaurant companies looking over the fence at other people's grass and saying, can I plant some of that grass in my backyard?
So do you think that the typical consumer out there will go for one of these smoothies at McDonald's, given where the economy is?
Well, the best answer I can give to that is look at the progress they made with coffee. And look at the fact that they came in with a much lower priced specialty coffee options. I think absolutely a percentage of the consumers will very much want to try it and see if it's a great product for them.
He's Dennis Lombardi at WD Partners joining us to talk about McDonald's getting into the smoothie business, jumping in with both feet. Dennis, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to MarketWatch Newsbreak. Contact us at MarketWatchRadioNewsroom@yahoo.com. We'll gladly read your comments, questions, or feedback on a future show. MarketWatch Newsbreak is a production of the MarketWatch Radio Network.